Please. Yeah.
This keeps me
My
up.
glasses fall on the factory floor.
Okay, if you bring it to mind, you have glasses?
I'm down my list.
All that might be happening tonight.
I don't have you with you.
Okay, well, I don't know how to do this.
You know, but, okay, by the way, for now, I'll feed you the glasses.
Yeah.
I'll look at you.
What number?
Perfect.
What do you have?
It's too short.
Try it in case I need it. Okay. Okay. I'm coming up to two cars. I really wanted to make a bigger ace less here. This is Ascholah Ashvi, Kol Shvi Chavivin, and the start off with a familiar faces, and we have to learn the Shara B'Tochen until it becomes part of our blood. It's a part of us, and the only way to do it is to learn. The Shloss says that Yediyah Nitfesed B'Lev, but you know that's what your heart, grabs. The Yediyah, that you know, that's Nitfesed B'Lev. People always asking, we can bite in the hearts. I understand, but there's a hefsek between the mind. I think people say it because they heard it somewhere. I don't know. It's like a true, but the Chazal tells us state of summation. There's a half to hide the mind, but after that says that, but there's a way to connect the way to connect the mind and the heart. That's the idea in the fastest belief. The heart gets nitfas through the idea. I mean, you learn and you understand. That's how your lave, your emotions, midas in English is emotions. So your lave gets is born, affected and built by the idea. So that's why we'll sit in the Shabbat B'Tochen. We are getting a bigger idea of what B'Tochen is. We just finished the seam last week, and he said clearly in Perek Zayin that one of the Mafsidei B'Tochen is not understanding, because your B'Tochen is mamish parallel or level of how much, and the more you understand, the better you understand, the better B'Tochen you're going to have. After some soft, he gives you 10 different 10 different ways from a child gets born all the way to a Navi, how as the idea of the person gets better, that's how they know. So I want to start off just with the Mr. Duchasa. Sunday I was here, and somebody went over to the Pushkin, probably a few Pushkins on the Bima, and I see he's counting out pennies. Pennies? What's a guy need pennies for? Hang it home. Then I hopped that they
discontinue pennies.
They discontinue pennies. If you print a penny now, it's counterfeit.
No, you can't. If you want to
get in the printing business.
You can't.
You can't do it. Even though they stopped, you can't stop. Yeah. I'm missing.
No,
it costs more than a penny to make it.
No, that's right.
I see the alchemist got into your boat.
Yeah. Bank won't give you less than 100 pennies at once.
I need 26
cents in the bank.
He
said, "I'm
going to
leave you 100 pennies."
Yeah. Anyways, because of my, I said, "Wow, look at this guy. He realizes it. So he's about to start putting it away. It's a good investment." Then yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I have over here one of the Shechinim, probably the Shroud to Daven Shacharis from time to time, and I see this little boy doing the same thing. But the same, but the little boy hit me. This little boy is over there counting up pennies again. Mangefal, what does he see in the penny? What does he see in the penny? He sees a cheap investment. It's a penny. Now, like Uncle said, right? But it'll be a time where it'll be worth a lot. I think when he's a grandfather, great-grandfather, when is a penny worth something? But the part is, once a person sees value, for cheap now, will be worth later. How many, every day we have a lot of mitzvahs and we treat them like pennies. We treat them like pennies. Nacha mitzvah. Every mitzvah looks cheap. And the day, huh?
Mitzvah
discontinued. Not the mitzvah, the person gets discontinued. And we have to realize that every mitzvah is a hinyokar. It's a hinyokar. It's impossible to replace. It's not just worth more. It's impossible to place. They don't make it anymore. And I can tell you, a personal feeling is, I can say that I went through eight and a half years, just round numbers. of a place called prison, jail, and everything else you want to talk about. I was pushed around 7 different places. That's where most of the time the problem was. And I never missed one day too. And a few times it took a fight. It took a fight physically, but it took a gang of saying, Taka, I might have it up. Was this cool? Come. Feel better. When Rabbi Elkan used to say a lot of times, he's come late this year, whatever you say, Rabbi, you come on the miles of the that can fetch up in this garden. Over the pond of Vlad Mishmutzik. That simple statement stuck in my head, imagine. And I was thinking, I was crying one Friday. It says, I can fetch up in this garden, guy, they took it away, which I do. Of the pond of Vlad Mishmutzik, you won't be able to, you'll have a fleck somewhere there. And possibly your tongue have such a fleck. You know something? Every time I got it back on time. That Friday, I got it back on that. And it was a Friday, and then later with myself, but in court, the ABC sent a guard that was enabled. There's a shliach there, Rabbi Basovsky. He ran to the sky, got 1,000 film, and he put it across. And he got it when they went into the room to speak legal talk. I was speaking real legal talk. Hung it on film. And I won that case. So I want to say that is a real treasure. And it's a perfect marshal. You have a little kid, sweet little kid. And every mitzvah we have, so you have to be talking. So this is how it starts off. Shout out to me. We're up to page Kuf Mem Shadaravi. Shadaravi. So it's the fourth Shadaravim.
What are you adding on this time?
We're going to learn it slower.
More Indian.
But I say Indian, you're getting scared. It's going to be nice.
We're
going to
try to answer the
other side. We're going to try in depth. We're going to try to read it slowly.
Before
I'm going to give a few stories. I say to him, give me stories. Tell me, sing a note. But I.
Before I'm
losing
in
depth. Not enough.
More.
You gotta drill it down. And then in a way that even the new guys can also enjoy it. We have to do it right. So the Shadar V is Shadar. He said Dr. Libby says that this is addition of Lev Yatesus. He can't zip as a Gada came Tuesday night and we sat down to learn and we got something to tell you tonight. I gotta tell you something really, really Yishmar. I think Yishmar. So this is a sefer called Chavis Lavavis, and this is a sefer called the duties of your heart of the stage as a man. I ate punk with farach koyv to tell mice learn and with the muil. We have to talk with the hand to gain social with the fish. Is the Abish the real? I'm the hobm eichad gefilim. You send everybody sends Yiddish here. Gefilim means feelings, and the Abish wants us to have midas tovis. Midas tovis means healthy, good emotions. But a good emotion means a Yiddish emotion, from Avos Hashem, from Yiras Hashem. And here in this Sefer, Chavis Lavavis, he sets out to write and explain how to get there. I want to say something we didn't talk about Tuesday night. The Sefer, Shara B'toch, the Chavis Lavavis was written, everybody knows, in Arabic, you know? And later, it was translated into Lashon Kedesh. So they said the Rambam later did the same thing. Made in the Vuchim. But made in the Vuchim, he wrote. If I can just give a thought over here, made in the Vuchim are the Rambam Geshim Fanovuch. So it makes sense to write it in Arabic. But the Vuchim speak Arabic. But Chavis Avos was written to whom? David. So why did Rabbi Bachi choose to write in Arabic? They may know.
That's what the language is
about. He spoke Russian Kiddush also. He knew Russian Kiddush pretty good. You think, huh?
That's what art school is doing then.
He went to give art school some business.
No, that's what art school did then.
Yeah. No, I don't think the Hamon understood Russian Kiddush.
Okay.
I don't remember.
So let's say, I'm not going to say. Obviously, he wrote in the language that would be read better.
Yeah,
I'm
saying the other reason he wrote the Rasbaron was finished. You like the.
They were in a different place.
But one thing, And something over something of this is the seventh time we're learning it, and we never thought about it this way. One thing you see from this, one thing you see from this is clear, that even somebody speaks Arabic, even somebody that's not on the madrig of speaking Lashon Kiddush, he's talking to him. And he's talking to him, and he's not talking into the, he's not talking, he's not,
no.
No. He's writing a Sefer Chivsel of Abbasol Yidin, and he's writing the language, in, he's writing it in the language of Arabic. I mean, he says, whatever I'm teaching you, even somebody who learns Arabic, I mean, it's Hazeh Arangizun Ngolos. Now, your preferred language is English. The Moshe Haint, yeah? Everybody, you ever try to learn Gemara in English?
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
But you sound like the
a lot of people do it, but it's definitely missing something there. Yeah, the Gemara to raise that back upon him, even to somebody who is in Golos, and he's safe at it in Golos, that he doesn't, Lashon Kiddush is not his mother tongue. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He feels more comfortable. The one who's learning Chivsel Vavos, even speaking Arabic, has to be somebody of, I mean, I'm learning it in Lashon Kiddush, has to be somebody with Ashtikal, in the Shamba. Yeah? So the point I'm saying, how many times do people say, I Shara B'tachon is so complicated and so difficult, I can't handle it? It's like Mishlamas. It's a Torah Meikara because the whole Sefer was written to people who speak Arabic, and they can, what he's saying to you, you can speak Arabic, I can talk to you also. And how many times do we say, and this is one of the things that really, really is very troublesome, and it bothers me. Who's the me? But it bothers me. When you go to people, you tell them the truth, and they say, but today's generation, who gives you the right to say today's generation? Who are you to pay for today's generation? First of all, go to any shul, go to BMG, go to 770, go to any shul, you'll see hidden Mizitzim 11. So we're talking about the generation. So Elam so I have guns that code, don't want to do. So what are you giving up as a broad stroke to? You have people that do this, and you have people that speak Arabic. So he's teaching us, you can speak the language of Emunah, and the language of Betachon, the language of Avod Hashem, the language of Yud Hashem to everybody. That's all. And that's what's in Arabic. That you can. Not. It's not a loser. He's not like writing to losers. Made in the Bukhim is written to losers. Yeah? I mean, Nabuch. It's made in the Bukhim. Not that people can learn from it. I shouldn't say that. But he's written to somebody who has a big problem. He's not writing to the right problems. Yeah, he's writing a Shulchan Aruch. Listen, he's writing a Shulchan Aruch. He's writing
a...
Yeah, so why don't we have faith in our kids?
Faith that he's right.
Yes, faith in
you could rise up from above the standard.
Okay, so why do we not do that? That's as if you want to say, why do we right away say today's generation can't? What did you try to do today's generation? You say you can't. I haven't yet met one guy that I spoke to and told me I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm telling you, I mean it's very serious.
The expression is
You say cotton, but niskatan means also, so break it down to Arabic. Don't say you can't. Niskatan means to get smaller. Mask him. So you have to break it down. You're holding on. You're holding on. Okay, there, no problem.
Can I share with you what happened yesterday with me and the reaction someone gave me? Mm-hmm. I found something on the floor coming out of Mincha. Okay. And what was it? It happened to be two papers folded up and wet, and a pen and a dollar bill. I opened up the two papers. It turns out that the happens from a high school bacher who was supposed to be collecting money. One printed out a paper of all names and information, and a handwritten paper with names and numbers, whatever it is. And I see tack on top one of the few names, Bobby. Oh, let me call up Bobby, find out who lost it. Sure enough, a lady called, I answered, and I said, what's your name? Blah, blah. I said, I found this. Maybe you have a son in high school, whatever it is. So I figured out from the letters of the initials, we figured out which high school he goes to, okay? And okay, where does your grandson live? Oh, he lives in this neighborhood where I actually happen to be in Mincha. Okay, oh, fine. I'll give you an address. Okay, fine. All right. Anyways, I went, I knocked on the door, let's come in. Okay, you know, I came in, I brought this in, I said, do that, whatever. And, oh, wow, you're very nice. She made a statement to me. She said, me, I'm old, whatever. She said, you know, younger people wouldn't do what you did. Now, I don't even speak to young people. Would they go out of the way, find it, whatever, and then make the effort? That's what she felt. So this is an example, and I had to admit to it. Did I look in my for my own children? Did they go out of the way I go out of my way for certain things?
Okay. So that's opinion of this old lady. I'm telling you,
I agree with you.
When I tell my kids that, you don't think they
would better parents.
Ben of Bach's opinion is that's written Arabic because this is Seder, this is a Yonimin Teder that could be explained to even to somebody who speaks Arabic. That's all I'm trying to tell you. And so then if you speak to somebody and he didn't understand, maybe check it out, maybe he didn't give it over properly. But by definition, okay, let's go by this. So,
more difficult Hebrew.
No, definitely not.
The Hebrew of
the Kabbalah. No, Rabbeinu, but for a few information, Rabbeinu Bachya wrote a sefer in Lashon Keda in Arabic, and Abin, what's his name?
Ibn
Tibbon wrote it, and the same Rishain who translated. The same vision translated the Meir Bukhan translated this also. So you're talking about it wasn't the translation of Pale younger man over there who's translation. He's okay. We're talking this is the fourth shad. My point is that as we go through Shah B'Tochen, we should check out every time you have this time to say, I don't understand, I can't understand, stop a second. This is written in Arabic, okay? So you could understand. If you're missing a word, or come to a share, you'll get to understand it. That's the point, okay? So, this is the fourth shot. If you say this is the fourth shot, automatically you're saying this three before, obviously. And B'tochen Elokim, I'm going to talk to you now about B'tochen and the Eibush Teis Baruch. V'zeh Pesach Hashad, he's giving a Pesach. Amar Mechav, Yomchav, like this. M'nei Shekodem Amoreinu. Because we prefaced our what we're talking about. B'chiyuv Kabbalah Savedas Odekim in the chiyuv of being mekabel to serve the Eivishter. The Reisi I saw Lahavi Acharov to being after this shot of Kabbalah Savedas Odekim. Mashi Tzorach Yesem Mikol Hadvarim LaEivad Odekim Isbarach. So what's the most now that we learned start Libud Nafsha. We learned to not sound gelent as in himul alai. We learned what it means to me, and we accepted it. And now we're all going to be Eved Elokim. We have all of Eved Elokim. And therefore, we are going to what? So now I want to tell you what's the most thing for Eved Hashem. So it's interesting if it's important to Eved Hashem, so why don't you put it in Eved Elokim? Why are you putting it in Shai B'Tochen? So obviously, B'Tochen in itself is a midah that Eved has to have. In other words, you could do it. You could open up the Sefer Chavos Levavos and jump right into Shad HaBetochen. You don't have to learn Shad Yichud first. He doesn't say any way you can't jump right into it. What he does say is, if you do that, you're not getting the full understanding of what it's all about. So he's making a separate Shad, even though he mentioned already about Eved, and he said everything about Eved is. So if the most important thing for an Eved is to serve the Eibush there, that is to have B'Tochen Eibush there. You should have said it there, right? We can't say two things at one time. And because even if a person just wants to be an Eved Hashem, he hasn't really gotten there yet, he just wants to be a B'Tochen Hashem, he can jump right into B'Tochen. But he has to know that this B'Tochen comes as an important thing to be Eved Hashem. So, which means, and you heard this from me before, I think it's a very foundational, what does an Eved, if you begin learning this shot, without this, you didn't know Shad B'Tochen Hashem. But you begin learning the Shad with the upper leg that everybody here has, I'm sure, which is that I want to be Eved Hashem. Everybody sitting around this table, if you said you're Eved Hashem, would be the biggest compliment you can give them. Agreed? Okay. Anybody argue with that? who doesn't want to be Eved Hashem? Move to the left. We all want to be an Eved Hashem. I'll get it. So now, what's the most important thing? So when you speak about B'Tochen, you have to speak about it in that context, right? That's being in context is, I'm an Eved Hashem, and what's the most important thing is Eved Hashem that I want to be, that to have. Because then a lot of questions fall away about what B'Tochen really is. Does B'Tochen mean that I'll get what I want, or B'Tochen means I get what I need, and put it in simple English? Or why do you want it? Why do you need it? And those answers, a person can make in his own mind. And if he answers that properly, then he can go move on and say, okay, if that's the case, if this is what it is, then since I need it, I want it, because I want to serve the Eibishter, therefore, that's the most important thing. Trust the Eibishter to give it to you. I told you the story, it just came up. A new story. The, I may have said it last week. The mice with the collar. I said it last week already.
Okay.
You ever heard the story of the collar?
No.
Mazel tov. I don't know. And my wife went to a school to watch a play. There was a woman in front of her. She sees her, says, well, I want to tell you that she came to say, all the adjectives leave on the side. She came to say, this chanuk, make us this chanuk, she came over there and she was very energized to learn Shabbatah. She got into the show, and so here's the story. Before she came to this Hanukkah, she's a girl in 24, 25 years old, and no shidduch yet. And every Friday after Edichtin, her mother turns around to her and says to her, "Emirz Hashem, by his next Friday, that's the Zayna Kala." And she says, "My wife." And every time her mother said it, she rolled her eyes and said, "Yeah, sure, right, that ain't happening. How do you know? What do you know? What do you be?" And this goes on for years. And she doesn't have the betachon. So she came to this Chanukah, she got motivated to learn Shabbat betachon. And then next time her mother said, this next vach was Zana Kala, she said, oh, man. By next Friday, she became a Kala.
Mm-hmm.
1 week.
The guy got together?
I don't know. She was a Chiddush lady, made a bishom, she got it. I don't know. Maybe she talked to the guy. I'm telling you the story where it was. And my sister, who? So what's the point? The point is, if come on. Here's another nice. I spoke one less. I have no chanes to spoke to. When you go to a zach, you have to have this because you have Eved Hashem. You need to serve the Eibishter. So what's the most important thing for you to have is to have betochen Eibishter. Here comes the nekuda. What's the most important thing? Well, betochen olav is betochen Eibishter. We call the varav and everything that it needs. Bavu mashiyas beimin atelis hagdelis because it has tailis. And imagine you have to do it because it has a tailis hagdelis. But inyan atelis sign in of miyavedis Hashem and sign be neilum sign you're going to do in the element in the world. So in this talk discussion about the Eved Hashem, if you look backwards, here's a question that's brought up in the Sefer. We're learning Sefer Levari, and the writes over there. If it's the most important thing for Eved Hashem to have betochen, the Ramban says that you cannot have betochen without emuna. You can't have betochen without emuna. Emuna is the tree, and betochen is the tree. So if you're looking for betochen, you first have to find your emuna, and then you're going to find your betochen. So why does the Rabbeinu Bachya not put the Shaar HaBetochen after Shaar HaYichud? Shaar HaYichud, he explains the union of emuna in Achdas Hashem. And since the if you're talking about the flow, once you have emuna, let me tell you what has betochen. How come he goes to Bechina, and then he goes to Aveda, and then he goes to betochen? What he said, Mayan, good to Shaila? And now I'll tell you another Shaila came up. That's not a Shaila he asks. I want to say another Shaila. What happened to the Av and Ben relationship, Aiden? Why is he so busy with the Eved? Why is he busy with the Eved? The Chayla, if you listen to most inspirational, motivational speakers, the people that have a lot of what they call them, watchers and followers and all the good things. If you listen to them, most of the inspiration is around the idea that I have a father, my father knows what's best for me, I can trust my father, and I can always go to my father and give him what I need. But interestingly enough, Rabbeinu Bachya doesn't do that. He puts it after Shara Vedas Lekim, and he talks about an Eved. It's a fair question, no? You ever hear the story of the kid on the plane and she's not nervous because the father's a pilot? Right. And they're always talking about the father.
We consider ourselves children.
Yeah? So why never? Why never? But you want to bring out a point. No, so it was very good because you talk about David says Munna, David says my tata. And how about tata? He doesn't do that. So the Levari, where he explains it, he says like this. He wants to give it over. In a way, the whole Sefer is written in a way he wants to give it over a way that we can relate to it, that we can grab it, we can have it, we can actually own it. So the way to own it, if you write after Emunah, right after going to Betachon, it's not going to work. So he first has to, after Emunah, Shara Yichud, he first explains us, Shara Bechina, how Shara Bechina is about seeing Hashem's goodness in the world that he creates, if you want to know Shara Bechina. So then you get the Shara Bechina, you see the Abish is good, and once you realize the Abish is good, so then you want to serve him, or you want to be the Abish Hashem. And Grady over there in Shara Vedas Alikim, he writes that an Eved is someone who has no purpose for himself. Everything is about Odin. So he's got me thinking about the son. Eved is someone who has, he's just going to receive the Chalin. An Eved is someone, and God's embassy is owned by the Odin. He has no receipts for himself, right? So what's the Avdus? The Avdus is that his whole Aveda is to fulfill the Ratzon from his Odin. So now that you know that, a real Avid, so Mimela, When you get to, now, you have to do it. Now you have to do it. So now.
It's such a thing as a rebellious son.
Hold on. Let me. There's some rebellious Avadim too.
They can't get away with it.
I got to mute this thing over here. So the way the Rebbeinu Bachi is doing it, he's first explaining to us about the Eibishter. The Eibishter Shara Yichud means that Eibishter is everything. Einim Levadi means Einim Levadi. The male, when I find myself as a Metzius in this world, and I look around the world, and I realize Eibishter created me, like it says in Seif, Mesech Tzekedushin, it says, Ani Levesi El Sham Shaskeini, I was created to serve my master. That's my Metzius. That's who I am. The male, I'm going to do it. Oh, you got it? Now you got that. Now let me tell you what's the most important thing for an ever to be able to serve his master. You can't serve your master if you're sick. You can't serve your master if you have no money. You can't serve your master for a lot of other things. But Mela, that's the foundation of why you have been talking to him to give what you need. Because the most important thing for an ever is to trust his master to give what he needs to serve him. You have a job to do. So and ever says, Vezvas, I trust my Masha Einkin. So now I want to take us to the question. What was the question before? Why doesn't all the motivational speakers speak about father and son? I don't speak a lot. I'd say all of them. I'm sorry, many. I don't know. But it's a common presentation of Abitachon is your father knows his best, your father loves you, and your father cares for you. It's Alzheimer's Viyatzi, yeah? But a son can say, my father and Grada, the Balatanya in the back of in Niggas Kedish, he writes, he's complaining why people come to him for brochas. They're coming, they have a problem, and they're looking to get out of the problem. He says, as a son to a father, if a father's a mechiach, his child, the child shouldn't think his father's an achzer. The father should realize the father is giving me a chokh. I'm a kabbal. Vos leifsum bet nezach v'fav to get out of it. That's he writes it. I'm building on something here. That means a son, a good son, who understands there's an inyan of a father being mechiach him to be a better son. That means the son of Marshall did something which showed a bid meter, so the father will do something to wake him up. He shouldn't have the bid meter to wake him up. And become a figura. Yeah. If the famous marshal is given, if a son is playing in the snow outside. Imagine two of your kids are outside playing in the snow, and an old man walks by and they start throwing snowballs at him. They find it very funny. Yeah. Throwing snowballs at an older person makes it a little more. Yeah. So father runs out and screams at the son, but still. What kind of story says this? Who's covered for a person who's covered for Zokin? You're not kidding, but it's Mechiachim. And maybe gives him an English. The father is being gave. The father, Taka, wants the father loves the son. The father wants to give chesed to the son. He overcomes his natural love for his son in order to be Mechiachim. Because he knows if this kid is not going to be set straight, so if he's not going to teach his son, he has to teach him. He found a bad meter. A good son would realize it and say, look at this. And that the stories of that, how the father smacked the son, the father sat down to cry because of why his son was like, why he had to hit him. Like I said, the baby should be. So with the father hitting a son is a chacham, a good son realizes is that if he got a chacham from his father, it must mean he has to accept it and he has to change. And then he got a lot of back from his father. A son can say that, the Eved can't say that. A son can say that. Imagine the Eved says, an Eved does by the Odin, and he does something wrong, and the Odin throws him into jail. He gives him motion. Throws him into jail. So the Eved will start thinking, you know, I'm like a bad Eved. I deserve the punishment. And he sits in jail. That's not a good Eved. An Eved should rather do you. I have a job to do. I did something wrong. I got punished. I'm in jail. How am I going to do my job? Who's going to do my job for me? The Odin has a job to do. I have to get out of jail. I have to do the job. Evan has a job to do. Evan has a mission to do. And Evan doesn't have the luxury to say, Evazei mir gut eichet. If you say, Evazei mir gut eichet, and it doesn't bother you to continue your Aveda, okay, that's the level of Nevi'im we looked last week. But level of Nevi'im, he realized everything Hashem does is good, and it's about them. Oh, but if you're level number 7, 8, or 9, even 9, and if what you're getting is interfering with you, because you haven't yet got, if a person's in pain and he can't learn properly, he can't do a mitzvah properly, a person's in pain, he can't function properally, so I'll Zoom diner, you can be a kabbal, maybe she knows what he's doing. But if it's affecting your job, you were sent down to the shul, help is it? You have a job to do. And that's the reason, Taka, why he says Eved not Ben. Because in Eved, the EC says over here, we're talking about Allah, behold, Vora, but Eved has a job to do. We have to bring the Shekhinah here. We have a job to do. We have to raise a family. To raise a family, you have to have money. Because if Hashem is traveling in the house, the kids get suffering. So later you'll tell me, Amunda, the Avish knows better, and the Sayyid and Mises, oh, but you want to raise a family, you need money. And you need health. And you have to have the seichel how to raise a family. As an Eved Hashem, if you're Eved Hashem, so together with the Amunda, the Avish that set this whole thing up, the Avish wants you to have the talking, they'll give you the ability to do it. Because if you don't have the ability, if a person is sick, and that creates a havoc in the house, creates havoc in the house. So how do you raise a family with havoc in the house? So if it happened already, Yitzchak has to say to himself, Abish gave me such a massive, he said, I got to keep on going. But keep on going with the betachon, the Abish is going to heal it. Keep on going, the Abish will help you because you have a job to do. And that's why Taki says Eved, not Ben. Because a Ben is a tzad of a Ben to say, my father knows better. I have a connection, a relationship with my father that's unbreakable. If my father's Mechiach, I realize it's my better. A son can say that because a son has no job. A son sits around, he's entitled. I can tell you, I'm talking about stories, my own personal stories. I was in a place called jail in Dubuque. And this is going to the jail is something nobody is prepared for. You can't prepare for this stuff. When they put me into a cell with five other beds, with reminds of being five other people. And I was there for 73 days or 76 days. I really one day want to make a question exactly. How many days it was? What was unique about this time is the embassies, the whole matzv there, they threw me into jail because I'm a Jew. Because really, they should give me bail. I get bail. But you know what bail is? In New York, you get bail without money either. You know, and in my case, I had guys that, you had people that were going to put up open, I'm sure on the money that I won't run away. But one of the tightness was that I'm Jewish. That's the talk about home and Hagobi. And because I'm Jewish, I'm not even an American citizen. Yeah, really. She still tell people how the bill happened. They said they started the Pemole, and the judge actually agreed with them. He said, I'm a de facto dual citizen. In Germany, it happened in America too. In Germany, it happened. You're not Jewish. Why? The hair is like God, the Gechab, because I can go to the ZC in this. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing. Yeah, he came. This guy, this anti-Semite, this Nazi came prepared. He printed out from the paper. I can't say he entered to the judge.
You could prove otherwise from some Jews. Why?
I'm not Jewish. What I say? I'm not Jewish.
so many Jews. Who are you, a citizen?
He's changing different. He's ruled. The judge ruled the nation. Was Dinks themselves. The court has found. The court found. Well, the court lost. The court found. The court. And the court is a joke. In America, the court is a very powerful institution, and they threw me to jail. And I was suddenly put in the position. I got to tell you something. I'm talking about Aveda. I worked hard my whole life, ever since I was a kid. I'm a little stupid because I see a problem. I jump to fix it. I stand aside and manage other people. First things that I still didn't get smarter. I still do the same thing, and. I see a problem. Somebody called me here. I was here. Monday was snowing. I sat down to the tent. Machai is snowing. Nobody's bothering me. I jumped into a safer. Mitzvah guy calls me. He's stuck in the snow. I'm not being mugged. I'm not in front of your house. Because there's a curve over there. He didn't see that. Boom. Yeah. So I went out to shovel and I dug him out. He was a little surprised that I was doing it. I'm a little older than him. He got tired. I didn't get tired. Look, so I was in the mitzvah, so that's why he wasn't getting tired. We got him out.
You need a footnote that I wasn't in my house.
No, you were not there.
I would have been. No, I just don't want to think that. I was out there watching as well. I'm sitting there with my
Anyway. So I had this. So I was I'm a tough person. You have to get things done. Get things done. I was always the and also in the place called business. I was always busy doing. And I was suddenly thrown into a matzav. I'm not doing nothing. I remember sitting by a window. There was like a little window on top, and there was like two shelves, one on top of the other. It was called a bed. So I was on top shelf, looking out the window. You see, there was a bridge over there across the Mississippi. And I watched cars coming and going. I felt like a malach. I felt like a malach elikim. Okay, I'm Jewish. I'm malach elikim. You're watching a world and you have no connection to it. Because Gornish Ton. I think that's the biggest, that's the biggest tzar a person can have. Even I think if the person didn't work a day in his life, it's a tzar. If you can't, it's different than you don't want it. And this is the point. A person is created, it just sank in. I used to sit and not marvel at it, but I used to realize that the pain of prison is you're put into a matzv, you can't go to stop. You're here, you're alive, you're here, you're doing meret, mitzutzach, but you can get nothing done. You have no hands. You can't do nothing. So, but an eved is made. The mitzias of an eved. The hebshchal meis what the hebshchal wants and rotz and the but not getting into that. But the mitzias of an eved im kibbonim im kavodim. What's a ben in an eved? A ben is the eved. A ben is finding in this world. There's a lot of things pulling the ben away from the melech, and the ben says, "I'm loyal to the king. I listen to the king." But it's not because he has to get a job done because he's so loyal to the king. An eved is about getting things done. I have a job for you to do, and that's what shara betochen comes. Not after shara yichud, it comes after shara of the king, because the whole thing of betochen. I want to put the whole thing together. I think it's very fundamental. You'll see it works out the whole sefer. The whole thing of betochen is if you begin, I'm an eved Hashem. I have to accomplish my life. I have to get married. I have to raise a family. And in order to get married as a family, I need to be able to do it. I need tariff mezeine, I need tariff beise, I need malbushim, I need a house, I need everything. But mainly when I start off and I have a talk that I need, as an eved, when a person finds himself in the need and he wonders why is Hashem doing this thing, right? Just a general rule, why we call learning chavis alomis. When a person finds himself in a matzav, where he doesn't understand. I never found a person making a lot of money and doesn't understand why Hashem is doing it. You ever find someone? you ever find somebody who's not much making, he's successful and he makes a lot of money? He never sits down, why is Hashem doing this to me? You ever wonder? He figures it out. It's dafke when it's not going his way and he wonders, why is Hashem doing it? How are you? So Hashem tells you, I gave you a tailor. This is a very basic, simple thing. Imagine zuch mezuch. What means that David Seville? I'm talking to you now, Parshat B'Didiavud. I was suddenly thrown into, I was pulled out of a very, very successful, Baruch Hashem, nice place, thrown into a prison. It was like the difference was and I couldn't understand what's the Rebbe. Not as time. I was a Makabu. So I, in order to know what Eibishter wants, you have to open the safe. When you open the safe, I want to say another thing. You got to take all your thoughts, at least if you want to listen, if you want to learn what the Bina Bach is, you got to take all your pre-ideas that you have about Amuna and pre-ideas, even what we learned the last 6 years. We have to start from fresh. We have to start off. This is the good we spoke today. We never spoke about it. Why is he speaking about Evan, not about a Ben? Because a Ben could justify what his father, it should justify what his father is doing. If a Ben has a good father, and the father is doing it misad Evan, because he wants to mechiach him. That's a Ben mekabel sein, and the Evan that shine ich verstehe, I deserve the patch, but I gotta come to permission. We go to the Ebishter, you say yeichu gesindigt, when yeichu have chuvitan. Aber ihr darf leben. Die Jiden in Purim, the same thing. Was ist sein? Die haben sie gesündigt. So you're going to kill all the Jiden. Was ist die ganze Welt? That was the time in Halloch. What was the time? What are you going to do? You kill the Jiden? What's going to tell you? So the Ebesha doesn't want to kill the Jiden. The Ebesha doesn't want to mucha Jiden. The Ebesha wants to help you. But the Jiden has to chapsach. If he asks in those terms, and he says it clearly later, you'll see this. If you go in the terms that I am an Eved Hashem, and I need this to serve Hashem, so you don't say that you're a wise guy and you say, hey, Bishter, I have to serve you and I can't. And therefore, I'm not doing it until you give it to me. That Hashem don't say that because you have a munna, you have to realize Bishter wants this from you. So you do what Bishter wants where you are. You wake up in the morning, that's exactly what. But then going forward, we're talking going forward. That means a munna means to find out why did Bishter give me these parents? And why did Bishter make a raid in the company I was in? And why did I wind up in the place called prison? And why was I treated the way I was treated? And why was I, you know, I will tell you something about this Indian. And this doesn't pass me off. I was mamish tortured for 17 days. I was in jail. I remember having a whole fight with the guard. The guard says, well, you did something wrong. I said, you don't know, I did something wrong. I wasn't in the court yet. I planned guilty, I did something wrong. I'm innocent until proven guilty. So why am I here? I told the guard. Big guy. He couldn't punch me because he's a guard. He can't punch a guy. He said, I said, I'm here because I'm Jewish. That's all I'm here. And then he stopped talking. That's the truth. It was the truth. I was only there because I was Jewish. But you should know that whole experience, the whole Mais with Chanukah and with the Lichtalach, and the whole experience of learning Shabbat B'tach, the first time I learned was there. David forced me into a quiet spot. David forced me into a spot of difficulty. And he forced me, Ingele, I'm going to teach for B'tachonis. And that's what it took off. And so in other words, if you look back, why did Abish take me and shove me into jail right away the first time? Mamish, for what? Mamish, let's do that. David understood if I'm going to be in the dental, I'm going to have time to sit over the Shabbat B'tachon. So David wanted to give me a calm place. Charge deal, no telephones, and but I used it wisely, and I sat down, and I wanted to know what the Ebishter wants of me. Where are you going to find the Ebishter wants you? Here, Shabbat Torah tells you, what does a person do when he finds himself in the Torah? That's the thing. Oh, once I was able to understand what the Ebishter wants at the time of the Torah, now my job is to attack and do it as much as I can, and then use everything I learned in order to help me get through. And Baruch Hashem, 8 years later, I experienced a tremendousness. Of Allah is given. You know, the first time I speak about it from time to time, but the first time I was freed from this jailhouse in Dubuque, Iowa, the first time was also the days of Allah is given. It was Shvat. Allah Shvat had a court case. Allah from Beishvat. Beishvat, they said the court found different court found a different thing. They found that I should go home, and they still wanted me to go home, but this Chayiru jumped up like somebody gave him a zazetz. Yeah. I have objection, Your Honor. So he makes objections. They put me back in prison. I was in prison for another day. And I came home on Gimel. That's how exactly how it worked. I came home on Gimel, and at night, I didn't have to right away. And at night, they came home and they made the family got together. And some friends came over. I have friends, you see, my friends. And we have ringed. And then, after all the dust settled, I got to tell you, I was sitting, what 70 days can do. I was in an environment of total meshuggah. I was in an environment with cement walls. The table I was sitting there was a stainless steel table with the round seats cemented down to the ground. And there's no gashmiyizdik papers of civility, nothing zero. I gotta tell you, it took me a few days.
But you had your chayvut of that you chose that safer than you wanted?
Yeah, the rabbi always wanted us to learn it. I said, I have to learn the chayvut. I found out not so much. So my Adam doctor sent me in the chayvut of Avos. It was Tess. It was Tess, Tess Davis, and Asarba Davis. I sat down, I learned the whole chayvut. It took about, I learned the whole safe shot in one shot. I bumped into spots. I laugh at myself now. I remember I bumped the spots. I didn't understand really what was going on. I just kept on going. And I wanted to get a person, what is it called? Bikias, the Gilson. I wanted to get an understanding of what the Sefer is. It took me a nice few hours. It was a Sarva Tavis. And I davened, no minion over there. And I sat down. I took a whole day. I took a whole day and I pushed and I pushed and I pushed and I pushed. And I learned. And then from then, I never stopped. I kept on learning it. And then they gave me the right thoughts at the right time, the Russian they put up the next thing and all that. So I lived at these three letters, Aleph Beis Gimel. See, by me, Aleph Amunda, B'tochen Beis Gula, and I was saved Aleph Beis Gimel. So now looking back, and then 8 years, 9 years later, I was also saved Aleph Beis Gimel of Tavis. So I want to say this. Everything David does, when you learn Shara B'tochen, you realize that everything he says, and you understand, you learn Shara Yichud. You believe in Sharia. That means everything is happening with you from the Abish. So everything is, so therefore, if a person finds himself in a matzav where he doesn't want to be, he doesn't get lost. He realizes the Abish wants something. What did I get from the first time? The first time I was there, I got a real chizik in the moon every time. I really did, because first of all, I saw they wanted to keep me in that jail until the trial. It's impossible to prepare for a trial in jail. And if they keep anybody in jail, and there's a guy down the block that did it too, if they keep anybody in jail and put them in trial, you say, no, it's not a fair trial. And I'll prove it to you for just a quick second of the meditation of the meeting. Everybody has a constitutional right for bail. And then along the line, they took it away. Why do you think that the people 250 years ago decided that they have to have a constitution? In the constitution, I have to talk about somebody who's a criminal and you have to give him bail. What's this? They're fighting for freedom. Because they suffered under the kings, and that's what kings did. Kings made believe they have a judge with the white wigs, the right wigs, and you had lice under the hair. That's I heard that they had the wigs, and the mailer, so they made believe there was a court case. Some of the attacks happened in America. So how did they to catch a guy in the community court? But they want to make sure the guy loses. So the first thing, they put him in jail, and then it's dangerous to the community. And it's impossible to prepare it from jail. So they did it to me, and they lost. They lost because there was a judge in that jail. There was a judge in that jail, and his name was Kyle. And he told me, he was shocked when I came back and told him I'm getting bail. He says, it never happens. Once they deny you, they'll tell you this, appeal, shmeal, be a bill, and by the time you finish, you'll be in the trial. And by me, they gave me, by my product, trying to say all these experiences I was having, and I had ups and I had downs, and I had where the judge said that it has to go this way, and then she realized if I go that way, I'll win. So she made a turnaround. I'm not going to get into detail. Everything I'm telling you is usgerechnet. I'm not just having a hacking cup. And every time this happened, I had the talking that I'll say, if this would happen, it couldn't have been any other way. And right to the young, and they should help me. And they should help me 8 years later. But along the way, I learned Shabbat Tachon very well. So the first 70 days, 80 days I was there, I had to learn Shabbat Tachon properly. And this is what I got. I got the most important thing for ever, Hashem, is to serve. You can't serve the Eibishter in jail. And I will, you'll say later, a guy in jail can have a Tachon and Zadon to get him out because only he can help him. The only one can help him is the Eibishter. So let's continue going a little bit. Yesub Tzad teaches us a lot.
In jail.
When you say try to get out, he definitely need to get out. This whole union, the whole union, I forgot about, I'm not criticizing anybody. The Yiddish way, I have to send the chuppah. The Yiddish way is when you're sick, Chas v'Shalom, you're davening to David to heal you. It's not your job to say, well, maybe it's a kapur. In the Shulchan Aruch says that. You want the David once. If you're sick, if it bothers you, you dive David to heal you, and then you go to a doctor. But you don't. If you're missing money, you dive to Eibush Baruch Aleinu, and if you're Rafeinu and Yeshienu, what kind of business is this? Because we dive every night. See if you're busy with yourself. If you're busy with yourself, so you won't get beat up. Okay? So if you really want to do what Eibush wants you to do, you want to accomplish, then you have no right to say. That's a good headache when the headache is stopping from learning. You have to have a talking, they should take away the headache. And if you really want to raise a family, you have the right to say, okay, they should once I put on the paper, this host, Mario, you saw, yeah? The new one, the new picture of the mic, so it's more powerful this time.
Get the music in the background.
Right? Yeah. Was that with Pale Mamish? Yeah, sure. I could pun him.
The tenth, so then what is it with the 10th level? The
because enough, it doesn't bother.
What?
Because it doesn't bother them. Yeah. Because it doesn't bother them.
So you can accomplish as much as you think, and that's it.
Yeah, don't bother them. Yeah, of course not. Yeah, when Hillel was...
When a guy dies, he's done.
When he dies, David knows when a guy has to die, and he finishes his job.
So he's not installed to have more times and do more mitzvahs?
He could, but David knows the right time he needs to have, and he does.
But in 10th level, he does install for that?
Of course. Because man, this year, he looking for the first in Brachot. This kid died for more life. He lives 6 years longer. Erech Yom, I don't understand. You don't die. Every day is changed after Erech Yom. Everybody's talking two sides of the mouth.
I wonder how that spins with the 10th level. That's it.
Because your job is not your job is as a boss of a dom, as a person in this world, you have to ask the Eibishter to give you everything you need to serve the Eibishter. When there was because he went to his established spot, not because he doesn't, there's something else. So maybe he should
he missed that.
Okay, so he went 200,000, but he might see his style.
I don't know. The 10th level, I think the 10th level is a level we have no idea what it is. Because we're not
there. Yosef was
managed,
who was?
Huh?
Yosef was managed, and who was? He was there.
Okay, so why is everybody busy with Yosef and Yaakov? Let's be busy with ourselves. Everybody's busy. Hitchhadez when Yosef. When somebody asks for Mekila, be Yosef also. Oh, dear, what are you talking about? That guy hurt me. He didn't give me Shishi on Shabbos. It was a question. We come to Mekha Yosef and Bonov, they don't know Yosef. When it comes to Yosef, you have to maybe understand. I'm not saying you understand, but I don't think our job is to figure out. We're not Yosef. We're on the 7th level, if anything. We're on the 8th level. It's like trying to understand a tzaddik, the table. A tzaddik has no Yisra Hoda. We're not there.
Yeah, we're trying to get there.
No. Okay, so you could look at Yosef as a chizuk. He shows a way. I'm going to do it. I have no brain. I'm a ben. I'm a machiach. But he's saying over here, A Eved has to trust his master and everything he needs, unless he doesn't need it. So here's the point. Make a fair assessment of what you need. Make a fair assessment of what you want. Yeah? And then establish what it is. Okay, let's have 5 more minutes. Let's continue. I want to go to the psukim a little bit. So he said again, and that's why he's saying the Tielis. But was he so busy with Tielis? Another question. Tielis. What's come to a mice with Tielis? How many times did he write himself? Have him shamshin as a rav on the shleim shleil on laskal pas. What about Tielis? If it wasn't Tielis, you have to wouldn't have to do it. But that's the point. There has to be a Tielis because you can't serve the Eibush. You have nuchas and nefesh. Number one, number two. If not, we're talking the Eibush. You have a talking the person. You have talking the Eibush. So there's a Tielis over here going on, and that's the whole point of betochen. Because if you don't get it, it could affect you. So your job is to say, even if you're in a place called prison, don't say you change. And you know, I got to tell you, a lot of these givens were developed the first 70 days I was in prison. And so I was. So like them, I got thrown again. I had a very build up. So for the 27 years they've threatened me later, I was able to count back on the 80 days they kept me, and everything I learned from there to help me get through, that's not going to be. And first of all, it's here for that. They threw me in, they took it away, and I got out first. I mean, a lot of things like that. So he says, what is it? Menuchas Nafshi. And I want to say one more thing here. Every year we talk about it, but it's very clear to me now. He says, Menuchas Nafshi. The Tehillas and Tehillas Menuchas Nafshi. What does that mean? Well, just as I said, a Yid can serve the Eibishter when he has Menuchas Nafshi. How many people go over to the Baruch to Tzad again? We have Nuchas Nefesh, right? But that's number one, is Nuchas Nefesh. Because we have Nuchas Nefesh, cast the Lenin, cast the Ton, cast the, you can accomplish more when you have Nuchas Nefesh versus if you have Digus and you have worries and you can't function because you don't have Nuchas Nefesh, right? Fair? Because every year we have the same question, how can we get Nuchas Nefesh if we have Nuchas Nefesh because you have B'tochen, how can we be Nuchas Nefesh first? So going with it, how we're learning it now was very easy. Because the tells him, when you have Nuchas Nefesh, you can be having Hashem easy. Then, the second part, U'betcheine ala kavis barach. And the second thing is, you have B'tochen Eibishta. Why? It fits, I'm telling you. U'betcheine ala kavis barach, there's two different things going on over there. Not, if he's saying B'tochen brings the Nuchas Nefesh, he should have written it, U'betcheine ala kavis barach, bring Nuchas Nefesh. That's not what he says. He says, he has Nuchas Nefesh, when you have Nuchas Nefesh, cast the Lennon Besset, cast the Din the Mabish, you have Nuchas Nefesh, Bemela, you have to have a talk, they have to give what you're asking for, you have Nuchas Nefesh. And then, you have a second thing, with Chaynel, the Kavis Barach, you have a talk on the Eibishter, because, Kimesha, Eved, Chayav, Tev, Tanif, there's a second thing over here. Eved has to be, Betech in this Odin, because if he's not Betech in this Odin, Kimshim and Nana Betech, but he can't Betech, because he lost his Betech on someone else. And you're not allowed to do that with Abish. You can't be Betech on anybody else. Yeah. Every year, for 6 years, we pushed through this thing over here. I think this year we finally got clear on this. Nuchas Nafshe is important in serving the Abish.
The person does not have the Nuchas Nafshe.
They have to have Betech. You're missing Betech. That's what he said. Betech Leis Betech Rosei. In order to have the Hashem, the most important thing for Nevad Hashem is to have what you need to serve him.
There's so many things up in the day.
Already. Okay, so that's why we're going to learn. So we're going to learn how
all of a sudden, if Luke is done, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm delayed, this and that. I'm going to have to go over something.
See, there's a picture of a house outside. There's a picture there. You have a strong foundation and a house on top, and this was our Shabbaton this year, and it seems like it went over. Emunah and betochen are two. Are you say this in Emunah? You say it means you start out with a you say it, and then that you build a building on top, right? Meaning what? If it's obvious, right? But not everybody does that. People have the Emunah betochen here, but the you say this and where the world is here. They don't build. What's the top of the you say this? A structure. What's a structure? Structure is rooms in which you operate. There's a dining room, there's a kitchen, there's a bedroom, right? There's a living room, different rooms. Each room is the size that you want it to be, how you're going to function, right? And then each room is decorated the way you want to decorate it. The decorating is already each person's personal taste and how he likes it, what motivates him. That's the three things, right? So a lot of times we have our problem is, well, sometimes when we are shook up, what you're talking about, worries, our structure is shook up. It could very well be because our structure is not built on a foundation. It's built on another foundation. It's built on a foundation. That means if you see the world as a separate entity, and I'll finish with this marshal. If you see the world like the marshal, I got an added dimension on the marshal with the basket. You see, I don't watch sports. I don't watch. I see sports a few times. I saw, but I don't really. But we played basketball with my kids in the gym downstairs, and When you're dribbling the ball, right? So the guy throws the ball. You look at the ball. You can figure out where the ball is going to go, right? In a good professional team, they have it all figured out. That means Alex throws the ball, and the other guy sees where the ball's going. He realizes this guy might even chase it. He's going to right into the basket, or he's going to hit the backboard, and he's going to bounce to the left. So they run to the left to catch the ball. That's what they do the whole time, yeah? So people do that whole time in their life. What they're doing is they're following the ball. They're following the person's life, the mesubuv, and then they figure out what's going to happen based on what they're observing. So he says himself very clearly, we're too focused on the mesubim, not on the sibim. Who's throwing the ball? The player. Okay, so now when the player is throwing the ball, you can only figure out where the ball's going to go if he throws it. What happens before he throws it? He's holding his hand, he jumps up. And he fakes you. He goes like this and he throws it over there. Or he passes it to the guy behind him. Okay, so he does over there. Right? So you watching the ball and seeing and trying to project where the ball's going to go is a mistake. Why? Because the ball is still in the person's hand that he can change it in 90 seconds. So what are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be watching the player, not the ball. And if you know your play is good enough, and even in yeshiva, if you know certain plays, you know how they work. Some, but this guy doesn't. They always pass the back, whatever he does. Yeah. So you watch the player. So you're trying to figure out what the player is going to do, not what the ball is going to go. And then you make a move based on what you think is going to happen. Okay. Take it to the ninja. We're all time busy looking at tzibis. This happens. That happens. This happens. That happens. The Maaseh of Purim is a perfect example. The Maaseh of Purim, what if the Sibir is what's making it happen, the first thing they should do, and they had Motche in Shara Melech, and that Esther Malka there, and they had places, they had a good team over there, yeah? So why in the world, I guess there was other people. They didn't do it. Motche didn't run to the king. Motche first ran to Davin. He said Shuva. And he motivated everybody to do Shuva. Why? Because he realized nothing happens down here without up there. So he looks at the Sibir. It's crazy to go to fix a mesubah if the seba is not fixed, right? After he davens and after he does the seba, now he must get into the king, and I feel it's dangerous. Yeah, we're busy watching the mesubah. This happened and that happened and this happened and this is going to change it. But if you really believe that you're light, you're in the hands of the Eibishter, who is the control of the ball. First of all, you never let go, the Eibishter, and you believe the Eibishter never let go of you. That's right, the one. That's a Jacob Pratis. That's when you get the first shot, for example, in this sefer, and we all believe it, is that Jacob Pratis means the Eibishter, Mechadiv, Yotur, Chodah, Asmesh, the Eibishter creates you with every moment. So you're always in Hashem's hands. So instead of looking at Sibis, at the Mesubis, look at the Eibishter. What does the Eibishter want you to do? If something happens in your life, I see things happen, I get shook up. What changed? What changed? I remember I got the letter. I wanted to bring it down. I'm not the smartest guy, but I got this letter, and the letter said that your case is closed, and you're stuck here, and you can't do nothing about it. Yeah, they meant 18 years more in jail, and it was something that was hard to think about. And one of the thoughts I thought to myself was, what changed? I never had any trust in the court system. I never had any trust in my status. Nothing changed there. I would have trust in the Abishta. So where does it say that I can stop diving to the Abishta? The change the Abishta doesn't control things. So I had to have direction. I had to have a tailor. I had to have the Abishta telling me this is how he works. He works that even in a matzah where you don't have any sibis to look for, you have to have a mundah that you know Abishta's hands, then you can't be talking to Abishta what you need. So then the letter doesn't shake you up, and you throw the letter away. And you're diving, and the next day you experience a miracle.
So people who are in business, and if they get a letter, someone who they hope they could deal with, well, okay, you're not doing the deal. Something changed.
That's what levels of the
when you get information.
So if you had the foundation, that thing could change. But if you believe the world, Okay, time we have to have a listen to this. Might have the room.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.